Well, every Feast of the Epiphany, we hear of the dream that the Magi had to go home another way. I don't go through the Christmas season without hearing again the story of another person who has night visions. Just last evening, I finished listening to A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. There's a wonderful version of it read by a wonderful voice actor named Jim Dale, and he just brings the story to life. And if you know this amazing book, I think it's one of the greatest novels in the English language, that we have the spirits of Christmas past, present, and future, who come to Ebenezer Scrooge, and through their encounter with him, he wakes up on Christmas morning a changed man. Well, as I was thinking about the three spirits of A Christmas Carol, it strikes me that in today's gospel reading from Matthew, there are two spirits that are present here. There is the Herodian spirit, and there is the Magian spirit. And it's these two spirits that I want us to think about this evening. And what I want to show you is how Ebenezer Scrooge moves from being a man who is controlled by a Herodian spirit, and he comes to be a man who is freed and has the Magian spirit. So we're given insight into Herod, into his spirit, into his disposition in verses 7 and 8. Deacon Troy read them, but let me just rehearse them again. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time where the star appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go diligently, search for the child, and when you have found him, come back so that I may go and pay him homage." Here's the first thing about Herod. He calls the wise men together secretly, and he's calculating. He knows exactly what it is he wants to do. He is controlling, and he is also a man who is completely and utterly deceptive. Now, Herod had a reputation for being a man who wanted to make sure he was the king of the castle. And right near Bethlehem, where our Savior was born, Herod built a city. Literally, he built a mountain, and on the top of it, he put a castle. And you know what he called the place? Herodium. Named after me, because everything's about me, isn't it? That's the Herodian spirit. Now, how does that affect people when I need to be the center of my world? Well, St. Matthew tells us in verse 3, when King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all of Jerusalem with him. Now, the verb frightened doesn't get to the heart of the matter. What this word really means is more the following: to be stirred up, to cause acute emotional distress, to cause great mental distress. I don't know if you know people who have the Herodian spirit, or maybe you think, well, actually, I've kind of got a bit of the Herodian spirit. But when we're around people like that, they're kind of like the type of person where the lake is nice and calm, it's translucent, but then the storm comes up and all of the sediment begins to get stirred up, and what was clear now becomes opaque. And that's kind of what it's like to be around Herodian spirit people. The whole environment becomes opaque. No one sees clearly. No one can say what's on their mind because you are just afraid that you do not want to step out of line. Now let's turn to A Christmas Carol. Dickens, in introducing Ebenezer Scrooge, has one of the great lines. And this is a great thing about this. It's so much fun to read out loud, and I don't get to do this in front of hundreds of people very often, so I'm going to do it now. Listen to how Dickens describes Scrooge. "Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone. Scrooge, a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel had ever struck out a generous fire." Is that a great line? A steel from which no generous fire had ever come forth. He was secret self-contained, solitary as an oyster. That's the Herodian spirit. Later on, as Scrooge is facing Christmas past, Dickens says the following: Scrooge's face had not the harsh and rigid lines of his later years, because of course this is Christmas past, so he's still a relatively young man, but he had begun to wear the signs of care and avarice. There was an eager, greedy, restless motion in the eye which showed the passion that had taken root, and where the shadow of the growing tree would fall. The restless motion of the eye! He's always on the lookout, wanting to make sure that no one's going to usurp his place. That's the Herodian spirit. And no one captures it better than Charles Dickens. Now, what about the Magian spirit? This is what I would call an adoring spirit. And let's contrast it with the Herodian spirit. At verse 10 of our reading, St. Matthew tells us, when they saw that the star had stopped where they... When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Wow! What a difference, being overwhelmed with joy, as opposed to being controlling, clutching, greedy. Can there be more of a contrast? So why is it that the wise men are overwhelmed with joy? It's their whole orientation. If you read my perspective this weekend, I talked about how the star represents the book of creation. That the wise men were able to see in the natural order of things the pointing to God. And so there was a sense of wonder, a sense of awe. Wow, look at this creation in which we live. When I came here this morning for the 8:30 a.m. Mass, I came in through our side entrance, and the sun was just rising, and over Canada Olympic Park, there was this mist, and the clouds had this amazing pink hue to them. It was breathtaking. When we're open to the book of creation, we see these things, they touch our heart, and they convert us. But the Magi were also open to the book of Revelation. They were open to Holy Scripture. And so once they get to Jerusalem, they find, yes, from Scripture, that Jesus is to be born in Bethlehem. And so they allow for the revelation of God's word to change their lives. And that's the amazing thing that happens to Ebenezer Scrooge. On that Christmas Eve, he has a revelation. He comes to see himself for who he had truly become in a way that he could never see it before. And it changed him. How did it change him? Well, listen to these words. The same man on Christmas morning. "I do not know what to do," cried Scrooge, laughing and crying in the same breath. "I'm as light as a feather. I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody. A Happy New Year to the whole world. Hello. He had frisked in the sitting room and was now standing perfectly winded. Really, for a man who had been so out of practice for so many years, it was a splendid laugh, a most illustrious laugh. The father of a long, long line of brilliant laughs. What did we read about the Magi? They were overwhelmed with joy. That is the Magian spirit, rejoicing with exceeding great joy. So let me conclude with an application. As we begin the year 2019, how are we going to live the year ahead? Will it be with the dour song of Herod, or with the joy-filled carol of the wise men? Now, we all know, and Dickens knew this as well as anyone in the 19th century, the kind of world we live in. We know how difficult it is. We know that there are so many things that can lead us to doubt and questioning God's love and his goodness. It is so easy to live a controlling, calculating life where we trust little and we fear much. That is one way to live. And many, many, many people choose to live this way. However, such a way causes anxiety, stress, turbulence, not only for ourselves, but for those around us. The other way to live is like the Magi, like the converted Scrooge. So today, each one of us is called to acknowledge we struggle with the Herodian spirit. I know you do. I do too. Because we're all sinners, and it's all something that we have to face within ourselves. So in what way do you deal with the Herodian spirit? In what way does it control your life? Think about that this week. Examine your conscience. Allow for the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future to touch your heart. And I say the same to myself. For you see, we need to bring our lives more and more into that place of true reconciliation, where through the sacrament of confession, we can confess the Herod that is within. And then we can be given that opportunity to die to that which is calculating and controlling, and in its place to discover more abundantly the wonder of a grace-shaped life. Such a life will always be lived with Herods around us. They're never going to go away. But we do not have to allow them to define who we're becoming. For with the discernment of the Magi, with those who are learning to look and to read the book of creation and the book of Revelation, we are learning another way. We are learning that in a world like this, it's before Jesus Christ that we worship. And the word that was used in that text for worship is to lie prostrate, to come before him, to surrender ourselves, and to offer our treasures to him. And that's exactly what happens to Scrooge when he opens his windows on Christmas morning. He has opened his heart. And now from that place, the laughter, characteristic of those who can rejoice with exceeding great joy in a world like this, are able to do so not because of the world, but because of Jesus. And we come before him and bow down and worship him. I pray for you, for me, I pray for the parish of St. Peter's, that less and less will we see the Herodian spirit here. And increasingly, we will see through 2019 the spirit of the Magi.